Please be seated. Okay, I want to invite all of the boys and girls to come right up here and sit here on the floor, because you guys are my eyewitnesses today. And as I mentioned as we began the service, today we get to do a baptism. And one of the really important things that we have in the church is what we call an eyewitness. Okay, so I want you to come on in. I don't want anybody up here on the stage, but I want you to come in a little bit closer. Okay? And boys and girls, all of the things that I get to do here at St. Martin's, the two things that I love the most is I love to do weddings and I love to do baptisms. And if you take a look at this little girl right here behind you who's all dressed in white, you'll understand why I love to do baptisms. Because we as adults sometimes can get really too busy. And sometimes we forget that life itself is a gift. And so today is coming to be baptized. Well, the scripture lesson we just read, one of the reasons I choose this scripture lesson is because whenever I read from my Bible, and here's my Bible, whenever I read from my Bible, I try to use one of the gifts that I believe that God has given to each of us. But unfortunately, as an adult, like all adults here, we've allowed that gift to get rusty. And that's what we call the gift of imagination. And if ever you've been invited into a little one's world and you read them a story, automatically they invite you to come into their world. And boys and girls, there's nothing like it. So in our scripture lesson today, we see Jesus surrounded by a multitude of people. And scholars teach us that that multitude could have been 100, if not 1,000 people came to listen to Jesus preach. Well, those closest to Jesus are his disciples. And his disciples are being very adult-like, because what do we see them doing in this scripture lesson? They're organizing the scene. And they're placing all of the adults around Jesus. And they're sending all of the little ones, just like you, to the back of the pack. When Jesus looks up and he sees himself surrounded by adults, the text tells us that he becomes angry. He becomes indignant. And therein lies our first lesson of the day. Why was Jesus so mad? Because being an adult is way too overrated. He didn't want to be surrounded by adults. Jesus wanted to be surrounded by little ones just like you. And so according to scripture, with the eyes of our imagination, we literally see Jesus parting the adults like Moses parted the Red Sea. And as soon as he does that, he gets down on one knee, just like this, with open arms. Well, imagine all of you way back there seeing Jesus do that. All of a sudden, he isn't so scary anymore, is he? And with the ears of my imagination, I hear the pitter-patter of their feet. And I hear them giggling as, what do? They start running towards Jesus. And the Bible teaches us that they jump into Jesus' arms. He picks them up. He lays his hands on them. And Jesus blesses them. Well, guys, if there's any image that I want you to have of Amelia's baptism today, it is that image of Jesus holding her up, placing his hands on her, and blessing her. Your job as a part of Amelia's faith community, your job is to always be Jesus to her. And what do I mean by that? You're to always welcome her and receive her into the kingdom of God. Can you help me do that? All right. Amen. Amen. Okay, now I'm going to ask mom and dad and godparents come right up here. And boys and girls, this is really important to me. As an eyewitness, you're the closest in age. Okay, so one day she's going to ask you exactly what happened today. So it's very important to me that you watch what I do with your eyes. Can you do that for me? All right, so we're going to have mom and dad and the godparents come right up here. And this is what we call the presentation and examination of the candidate, in which we're actually going to name this baby the name that God has given her, okay? And so with this, with the presentation examination of the candidates, godparents and parents, she can't answer any of these questions on her own. Okay? That's where you come in. All right? So you guys are going to answer on her behalf. Your job does not end today, but rather you're to help mom and dad teach the answers to the questions that I'm about to ask. And what are these questions? These questions are literally the footings of the foundation of what we as Christians believe. So that when she's 14 years old, she's going to come to St. Martin's and knock on my door. She's going to say, Father Bastian, my godparents did such a great job that now I want to take on for myself the vows that they took for me at my baptism. If she doesn't come to me when she's 14, I will find out where you live. I will hunt you down. I will knock on your door and I'll say, bad godparents, okay? Your role, the most significant part of your role, is to be present in her life and to support her in her life in Christ. Can you do that for me? Okay, so I'm going to say to the four of you, I'm going to say this statement, and I want you to just read on the screen your responses, okay? So the candidate for holy baptism will now be presented. Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life?
I will, with God's help.
Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ? Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce
them. Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love? Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord?
I do.
Now, this next question is directed to all of you. Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support in her life in Christ?
Yeah.
Let us join with who is now committing herself to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. In question form, do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord.
He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil? Whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
Let us now pray for who is receiving the sacrament of the new birth. Deliver her, O Lord, from the way of sin and death. Lord, hear our prayer. Open her heart to your grace and truth. Lord, hear our prayer. Fill her with your holy and life-giving spirit. Lord, hear our prayer. Keep her in the faith and communion of your holy church. Lord, hear our prayer. Teach her to love others in the power of the Spirit. Lord, hear our prayer. Send her into the world in witness to your love. Lord, hear our prayer. Bring her to the fullness of your peace and glory. Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection,
Look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. And your son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. All right, boys and girls, I'm going to need one helper. So can you come up here and help me? Okay? I want you to watch very carefully what I'm about to do. Okay? I'm going to take some of this. Are you watching?
Yes.
All right. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, boys and girls, this is just plain, boring, ordinary Houston tap water. And one of the things that God has asked me to do as his priest is to bless this water and make it holy. But I can't do that by myself, and that's why I need a helper. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask to take one of his hands, and we're going to put it in the water, and we're going to stir it around as I say this prayer. Now, sanctify this water, we pray you, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who hear cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Okay, so if mom and dad can take her bonnet off. Okay, wonderful. And I'm going to take her. Oh my gosh, she's so heavy. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And God's people say, Amen. That wasn't so bad. All right. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit you've bestowed upon this your servant the forgiveness of sin and have raised her to new life of grace. Sustain her, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give her an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Now, Mom, I'm going to hand her back to you. Okay. And then, boys and girls, I'm going to take some of this. And this is what we call holy oil. And not only was I able to baptize, but the second thing God has called me to do is to take some of this, put it on my thumb, and make a sign of the cross on her forehead, marking her as Christ's own forever. This is where I need your help. Because in about 14 years, I'm going to come home from middle school. We're all going to be sitting at the dinner table. And she's going to look up at her mom and dad, and she's going to say, Mom and Dad, I want to get a tattoo. And we're going to look at you can't get a tattoo because you already have one. It's one given by God. So for her whole life, what are we going to tell her? No tattoos and no body art, okay? You are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Let us pray. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection and share with us in his eternal priesthood. Amen.